Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Yo, this is T.A.Z. doing his thug sizzle. On the line, I got 740.
Hello.
What's up?
What's happening?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Let me get into it. D-Lovely said she'd be a little late. Let me give you your hand clap. You thought I forgot?
No.
So, you finally called into the show. I'm just like, I'm in horror, but I'm doing good. I'm setting down.
Not whore. Not whore. I said not whore.
Yes, horror. I'm like, what? Well, I'm glad you did call in because nobody else is here right now.
Oh, no one else called in yet? They will, though.
Yeah. D-Lovely texted me and said she was running late. And I don't know about E, because sometimes E be at church and all the other things she got going on. She dances on, you know, for the Lord on Sundays. So.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you need to be friends with her, and then you'll see. You know, sometimes she shows it on there, you know, that where they're dancing at the church, or she'll make an announcement like she's doing a commercial for the church. So, yeah, she does a lot of civic
and that's
things.
A good thing.
She don't post too much. Yeah, she don't post too much, Latanya. She don't post too much. But when she does, it's usually on Sunday for her dancing. She does the dance worship part of the service.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
And speaking of which, she is on the line right now. Let's give her her.
Thank
they
you. Thank
today.
You for the hand clap of Clary's and the wonderful intro. Peace and love, everybody. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm doing good. And LaTanya is on the line. She's not in the chat room.
Hey, Tanya. Thank you for joining us.
I am well.
I'm well. Thank you.
That's good.
Yes, I was in shock when I seen the number and I had to recombobulate my mind. I was like, wait a minute. But anyway. Let me start.
And yes,
I did
dance today. So yes, I did.
You did dance
yes,
today?
I know you did.
I did.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, let me start with Wade.
What's on your mind? Yeah.
Wade resigns after judge makes it a condition for Fannie Willis to remain on the Trump case. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis accepted the resignation of Nathan Wade, the top special prosecutor, in a 23-page ruling that followed hours of dramatic courtroom testimony, which was not needed, by the way. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Willis' romantic relationship with Wade, the top prosecutor she hired, created the appearance or the appearance of conflict of interest. But he did not require her disqualification. Starting with you, Latanya, I know you're very emotional about this craziness going on. Give us your opinion.
Right. Well, I think he went beyond what he was supposed to. The bottom line, the law in Georgia doesn't say anything about the appearance. It's whether she violated the law, and she did not. She didn't commit any crime by taking any gifts or anything like that. So the appearance of the law is not a requirement. So he went beyond what he was supposed to. I believe, in my opinion, it was politically motivated on his part because he is a Republican. It shouldn't have anything to do with it, but he was put on the bench by Brian Kemp, and he's a part of the Federalist Society. So I think that plays a huge part in his decision.
let's just call a thing a thing. I agree with my sister. However, when he gave her the choice, either you have him to resign or we're just going to not do this case, it was really no-brainer. You know, so she did what she had to do because at the end of the day, she is going to prosecute that AZZ. You hear me? So if it meant that her boot bank was going to have to resign, it don't have nothing to do, like you said, with anything and no bearing on their relationship because that's nothing that's going to stop her from going after him, you know. And so, he did the best thing that he could do to prevent from getting egg on his face because if he would have any other way, they would have known that it was some baby back BS. So, you know, one, he allowed her to make the decision. Her bootjack said, no worries. He's still whispering sweet nothings in her ear. That's what they don't understand. They did nothing. Stop anything. They still have a relationship outside the courthouse.
You're insinuating that they still knocking boots.
they knocking something. Might not be the bootage.
You kilted me. I'm saying it.
I'm kilting you.
You kilted me. Jim Jordan.
I tried.
Jim Jordan, on another hand, threatened Fannie Willis with contempt if she doesn't comply with the subpoena in the federal funding probe, being that they took more money from the. Said as far as her doing her investigation of Trump, which is some ludicrous all in itself. I'll start with E on that one. I know E is going to speak for everybody.
They tried it. That's all I got. They tried it. His assets need to be gone somewhere too. Leave her TF alone. Let her do her MFing job. Please.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
And MF stands for Mother's Finest. I just want to.
Yes. Let her do her Mother's Finest job.
Absolutely.
And TF stands for Thankful.
In an action they called Noon against Putin, Navalny supporters were asking Russians who opposed the veteran Kremlin leader to go to their local polling stations at exactly midday and stand in line for a paper voting slip and then vote in a way that expresses a protest or complaint the authorities have to live with. Suggestions included spoiling the ballot paper, writing Alexei Navalny across the voting slip, or even voting for one of the three candidates who is standing against Putin, though the opposition regards them as Kremlin puppets in order to reduce Putin's vote tally. We all know Trump wants to act like this and win by force. your opinion on this, LaTanya?
I think it's good. They was doing it today, but I think it's called for them to actually do it at noon tomorrow. But they were protesting today. I only seen a brief shot of that. There wasn't no violence, or at least his regime didn't do any violence, but they were protesting today. So I think it's a good thing.
I think that I'm not shocked, and I am not clutching my imaginary pearls. Two, strange bedfellows we have, you know, between he who shall not be named and the Kremlin. And three, I just want people to be careful. They just have to be very, very careful over there, because, you know, they snatched him up and you'll be in Siberia like, oh boy, and never to be heard of again.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything, but I agree with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I agree with you all. I'm very passionate about that one. But I'm
yeah. I'm very upset still about it. Still upset.
Biden's campaign has amassed $155 million in cash on hand for 2024, the campaign, and raised $53 million last month alone. My question is, does this mean that he's going to win the election, starting with LaTanya?
My heartfelt opinion is that I believe he's going to win. I believe that people will get out and vote. You know, those 83 million people are not just going to sit back and allow Trump to get in office. They know what he's about. But the money is coming from small donors, as far as what they're saying. So I don't think
right.
that equates to him winning, but that's a good sign. Trump's war is nothing like that.
No, it's not. Because it's getting dwindled down by his court appearances.
Yeah, but not
LaTanya
only
said,
that.
Go on.
Not only that, his funds are not even coming in. He's not generating small donor donations into his campaign.
LaTanya said equate, and I do believe that's the first time that word was used on his show.
I'm just trying to figure out where the money at. Like, all this money. All this money. All this money. You said billion?
Yeah.
Something? Like, I'm so done that as a high school teacher, I'm working for peas and carrots, and they're out of peas in the cafeteria. I'm just. And you got billions for the campaign?
Flabbergasted.
Well,
no, I said,
shocked, appalled,
I said,
all of
millions.
That.
I said millions for Biden. It's millions. M-I-L-L.
Millions with a million. I have not yet made a million, and I've been teaching for 19 years. Put that in perspective.
I've been working all my life. I've been working all my life and still ain't seen no million.
Okay. That's all I got.
I'm going to say I'm close to 700,000, maybe. The suspect wanted in connection to the killing of at least three people in Falls Township, Pennsylvania, surrendered after he barricaded himself in a Trenton, New Jersey residence. SWAT team was able to safely rescue hostages through a second-floor window of the residence. Gordon has been accused of fatally shooting three people at two separate locations in Falls Township. Gordon then broke into another house and killed 25-year-old Taylor Daniel, the mother of his two children. He also reportedly bludgeoned Daniel's mother with an assault rifle. And this dude was of our persuasion, our color heritage. LaTanya,
yeah. He had lots of melanin, yes.
LaTanya had brought this up in a conversation with me. Go on, LaTanya, your feelings about this.
I don't understand. I just really don't understand. But the Bible speaks of this. It speaks of it, you know? And I'm not saying that we're in these times because nobody knows but God the time, you know, the time and the place. But I think we better wake up and get our lives together.
Your opinion.
Because
this is, wow. That is wild. And I am sad. And LaTanya, you're right. The Bible does say no one knows the day nor the hour. And we do
Amen.
Need to get right.
Yeah.
But I know what I know, that we are living in the last days. But this is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And I don't think we've heard the last of this.
Mm-mm.
Also on the line, D. Lovely is in the house.
Hey, family.
Hey, my love. Hey, my
Hello.
Love. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
D. Lovely, LaTanya is actually talking on the line instead of the chat room. So, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Hello.
I am. He let her out the corner. I can't believe it. She's not in timeout anymore.
Really, really, really. D. Lovely, your opinion on the black guy killing people in Pennsylvania and Trenton, New Jersey.
So, for the first time, I really thought about this. Once I saw what color he was, I was like, I don't even want to know. So I've got to tell you, I don't know much. I was so disappointed. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Yes, I was too.
Oh my gosh, you know,
listen,
I don't know.
My son say you snow bunnies give you the flu. So
yeah,
you know, he must have had the beard because he lost his mind. He had rabies or something.
Y'all stupid. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Y'all stupid. Also, D. Lovely, we talked about the news of the week with Nathan Wade resigning as the top prosecutor for Fannie Willis. Your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I get so annoyed with this because I still don't understand how him being the prosecutor makes her money. If they're I just don't understand what the conflict is. I really don't. Anytime you are working in a professional setting, I can tell you the number of times that I've worked for people who don't look like me, who their spouse works in the same unit or works next door. They get money from all the same people. Why is it suddenly because two people who don't like the same person are going to make money? You don't want that. I don't understand it. You can go to any business anywhere. If the people are pale, there may be a whole family that works in there that's all making money from the same program. So tell me why this is different.
You're right.
I don't understand. So, yes, I'm glad he resigned. Because if you remember, he was not her first choice. She had already asked four other people, and they said no thank you. So he only took it because nobody else would. And so now we're in a position where he's saying, well, fine, just find somebody else. I'm fine. Good. And then you turn around and Fox News puts up a big heart on the screen and say, with Trump, with Fani Willis, the judge, and not Wade, but his ex-partner. They don't
Correct.
Even know how to differ between black people. They got all they, and then had to come back and say, oh, we apologize. That's not him. Really?
All in the Kool-Aid, don't know the flavor.
Gosh, oh, I can't. I'm telling you, this one gets me fired. I don't understand why it's an issue. He's still a crook. Doesn't change
yes.
anything. He still should go to jail. So don't play with
it. And he's still going to get prosecuted. Yes.
Exactly.
And I said he's still whispering sweet nothings in her ear. They have not stopped nothing.
Mm.
And they're still getting the money.
It won't matter who it is. She's going to sit down
Correct.
And have talks with them to make sure they're doing what they need to do. So whether it was him
Correct.
Or somebody else, the same thing is going to happen. So what's the big deal?
Correct. That they
wow.
have perpetual tans and they're getting the shmoney.
Yeah, that's what they don't like. How dare you?
How dare they be educated with their
mm-hmm.
own shmoney?
Mm-hmm.
My last one is Trump at a rally last night said migrants are not people, basically saying us too, and predicts a bloodbath if he loses the election. Starting with G. Lovely.
So first of all, more insurrection, so let's start there.
Yeah.
After we get through with this next phase of insurrection, I hope he understands that we can all hear that he is having some sort of mental issue. He doesn't know where he is
no.
at the time. He said the other day
no.
that Joe Biden ran against Obama. This man doesn't
yeah.
know what he's talking about. He's just making up stuff. And he doesn't even realize he sounds foolish. He doesn't even know. And no one's saying, and I'm looking at the video, and I'm watching the people behind him when he said Biden against Obama, and the white people looking at each other like, what the heck is he talking about? So they know that the call is coming from inside the house, but they don't want to do anything about it.
Correct.
E?
The tail is wagging the dog. The dog ain't wagging the tail. The tail is wagging the dog. You better get help.
I ain't heard that in a long time. LaTanya?
Yeah. I'm old.
What,
bro? I'm old.
What really bothers me is that the media, they'll mention it in passing, but that that's Donald Trump. Okay, that's Donald Trump, but we know what comes after him mentioning this. There's going to be violence. There's going to be violence, but they're too focused on Joe Biden's age than to really focus on this man's insanity.
Yes,
you know, and
I agree.
That's what just ticks me off.
Well, I want to thank you ladies for calling in for another spirited conversation. LaTanya, for the first time calling in, thank you.
Yes, thank you, LaTanya.
Thank you for having me, guys. I enjoyed it.
Till next week, I'll talk to you. And, E, we really need to connect. Michelle.
Connecting. I'm going to be out of the country until next Monday. If I can call in Sunday, I will, but I'm not sure what the connection is going to be like.
Okay.
So if you don't hear from me, I'll be on the beaches of St. Thomas. I need to decompress and unplug for real.
You enjoy yourself.
Science. All right. Peace and love,
try.
Everybody. Take care.
All right. Take care. God bless everyone.